Season 3 of The Talk premieres. And actress, comedian, and TV host Aisha Tyler from The Talk is on the phone. Season 3.
Yes, kicking it off today, this morning.
And y'all gonna be naked?
I was like, wait, what?
What is that about?
Where was the memo on that? No.
Taking it all off is the name of the episode.
We're taking it all off today, but not our clothes. We're doing a totally makeup-free show. No base, no lip gloss, no chapstick, no eyelashes. We're going out completely bare, nude on our faces.
Now, so some people can afford to do that, Aisha.
Like you.
You're very kind. I got all kinds
that
of things.
That is almost like being naked.
I'm going to bust out with no makeup and like Quado is going to be coming out of my cheeks.
Aisha.
Open your mind, Quade. Welcome to Mars.
I can still remember the day, and it hasn't been that long ago, that you were here live in the Red Velvet Cake studio. And I said something to you then about how beautiful you are. And you said,
so
I don't like my body. You said that on this show.
No, you know, I think every woman, and I'm sure many men in their heads see themselves a different way than everybody else sees them.
And if they don't, they should.
Right, yeah. I mean, you don't want to walk around thinking,
usually
ooh,
they don't.
Smell like cookies. Who want to touch this? You know, I think I talk a lot about in my stand-up, in my writing, in my book, about loving yourself and believing in yourself and not letting those things hold you back, because I feel like a lot of times we use them, if not as excuses, as barriers towards, mm-hmm. like, well, if I just lose 5 pounds, I'll do this. If I just, you know what I mean? If I could just get my face done here, if I could get my hair like this, and it keeps us from pursuing our dreams. But everybody has those insecurities, you know? And I think it's better. You know, humility is important.
And what's yours?
I don't want to be around somebody who thinks they're fly all the time. That person is not for me.
What's your insecurity?
I'm very, very tall. I'm gawky. I'm incredibly clumsy. My butt is caving in on itself like a black hole singularity point in the universe. It will suck other asses in and make them disappear. Do not get too close. It is so flat. I have an old Asian man. Like, you see that old Asian man on the bus, and it's just like you could store some change in there. That is my butt, okay?
I can't laugh because I'm in that club, too.
You know? I go, who is that white lady? Oh, that's Aisha. I understand now. Okay.
I feel your pain on that one, Aisha. I really do.
You know, so you embrace what you love about yourself and try not to let the things that you don't like about yourself hang you up too much. But I'm excited about it because I feel like also people watch TV and they look at movies and they look at magazines and think, those people are perfect. Right. I'm never going to look like that. So a part of this is no one is perfect. You know what I mean? This is all smoke and mirrors. This is all magic. We all have a glam team making us look this way. So don't sit at home worried about why your hair doesn't touch your booty because don't nobody's hair touch their booty.
Whose bright idea was this?
Yeah, really.
Was it a man or a woman?
Some evil producer. A man, of course it was a man's idea.
I knew it. It had to be.
To have Julie Chen without makeup, Sharon Osbourne without makeup.
That's the one I got a problem with.
What, Sharon Osbourne?
Sharon Osbourne is actually very beautiful.
Oh,
I think that you'll be pleasantly surprised.
You're
Sarah Gilbert without makeup?
You know, here's the thing about Sarah. She's adorable.
She doesn't wear makeup.
She doesn't wear a lot of makeup anyway.
Yeah.
So she likes to be a natural. Like, she hates wearing makeup.
Okay.
You know,
okay. All right.
I think she feels
is
like
Is Julie going to really do it?
Wait a minute. Hold up about Julie, Sharon,
Julie's
or Sarah. Or Aisha. The real question is, my girl, Cheryl.
Well, you know what? I've never met a woman with, and I say this, first of all, I love Cheryl. And I say this in the most, I bow down at her throne. I have never met a woman with bigger brass cojones than Cheryl Underwood.